Quote, Bodhisattvas can see it, but not clearly, because their wisdom is stronger and their single-pointed concentration is weaker. Whereas Tathagatas can see all, because they possess a calmly abiding mind and special insight to an equal degree. End of quote. This point is difficult, isn't it? But we can provide a couple of interpretations. Firstly, I think that the author meant to say here that even though bodhisattvas have direct apprehension of suchness, they apprehend suchness directly only during meditative absorption, not during the post-meditation period. However, for Buddhas, realization of suchness is total and complete. Therefore, they have direct apprehension of suchness at all times, regardless of whether they are meditating or not. Secondly, this verse could mean that even though bodhisattvas directly apprehend the suchness of the mind, they do not apprehend it clearly. This is due to the latent potency of mental defilements, which they have yet to eliminate. On the other hand, Buddhas are completely and thoroughly free of the slightest defilement and have eliminated their latent potential entirely. Their knowledge of suchness is excellent.